Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 71st International Film Festival in Venice, and today we are in our studio with
Douglas Greenwood,
who is the British ambassador for this year's edition of the 28 Times Cinema. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, tell us something about your background.
In terms of cinema, I've been coming to film festivals ever since I was 16, and I did a scheme at Edinburgh Film Festival, which is the city that I lived in when I went to university. So I've been involved in cinema ever since then. And then I went to journalism school in Edinburgh and became really interested in film criticism and arts criticism in general. And from that, I started going to other film festivals as press. So I've been to Glasgow and then London, and Cannes, Toronto, and Berlin, and now I'm here.
So we can say that you are a festival insider. So
what? I am a festival
what we are
insider.
Looking for? Okay. And have you got maybe a favorite director, maybe a point of reference that inspires you? Or
I think that in terms of writing about film, there are certain directors whose work I do love to dissect. I love Michael Haneke, which is a fairly regular one, I guess, for cinephiles. I really love Harmony Korine and Larry Clark's films, Sean Baker. I think in terms of inspiration, and Xavier Dolan, I almost forgot that, and that's obscene for me. But yeah, like directors who are really interested in purveying like youth culture and people on the fringes of society, I love to write about.
So I think that you find your place here in this European project.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And about the project, how did you find out about this?
28 Times Cinema came to me from a lady called Nicola Kettlewood, who was the first ever woman to introduce me to film festivals in Edinburgh. She is the head of the youth program at Edinburgh, and she emailed me being like, this would be amazing for you, and I applied through Filmhouse, which is the cinema that Edinburgh Film Festival operates under, and so I applied, and then here I am.
You were selected.
Yeah.
And how was your experience as a member of the jury so far here in Valencia?
It's so interesting, especially for me, who's not, and I'm not overwhelmed by film festivals so much anymore, because there are similarities at every single one. But to come to a festival and to not solely be writing about films, but to be watching them and critiquing them with 27 other people is a really interesting way to do things, because you have all these different opinions and you're sort of...
You share them.
Exactly. You share them and you have debates about them. People love some things that others don't.
Yeah.
And it makes for a really interesting festival experience to be here with 27 other people all judging the same films.
Yeah. And do you want to summarize your experience in three keywords? I mean, what you learned and...
I'd say it's enlightening.
Yeah.
Unpredictable.
And as every festival, I would say.
And I'd say it's a gift. I think it's amazing that we're all here from all these different countries and are getting to experience this together. It's really fun and exciting and rewarding.
Yeah. And which film did you like the most, of course, out of the section you are called to judge?
Out of the section of the judge?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to speak about that?
Yeah, if you I don't know, watched a film that you want to comment about.
So from our selection,
from the festival as a whole,
there's so many things that I loved. I think there's the predictable ones. Everybody loved The Shape of Water. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
A lot of chat about Foxtrot, which I hope wins. I'd love if it won the Golden Lion so far, based on what we've seen. My favourite film so far is... a film I saw last night called Caniba, which is a documentary by two British filmmakers called Lucy and Kathleen Taylor and Verena Paravel, I probably pronounced that wrong, about cannibalism and a man who was convicted of it in the 80s and now lives a free life. And they basically went to Japan, and the whole film is made up of a conversation between this man and his brother, and it's this really strange film about perversion and bloodlines and mental health, and it's made in a way that's... I mean, I was there last night, about 30 or 40 people walked out, a lot of people were sleeping, but if you're invested in it. It's an incredible experience, and it's probably for me the first masterpiece, I guess, that I've seen at the festival.
Okay. Would you be interested in working in partnership with a radio that fosters cinema as Fred does?
Yeah, of course. I think this is a really amazing thing, and it's nice that, you know, I think that it's so easy to go to film festivals as a writer, and because, I mean, your tools are obviously less. You need a laptop and a pen and paper. But to, you know, operate a radio station out of a film festival is really exciting. And yeah, I love radio work. It's a lot. It's always a lot of fun.
Okay, this is for us. It's important. So thank you for having been with us. This is Fred Film Radio from the 74th Venice International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.